First off, Connie, I heard a little bit of the wild life that you and one Joan Holiday used to live together. We won't need to get into any of the saucy details, but suffice it to say that maybe pre-farming, you were up to some no good good.
Well, let's see. I knew Joan before I married my husband, John, and that's been 25 years this year. So Joan and I have known each other, I think, for at least 30 years.
Wow. Yeah, we won't make you divulge that because we're here to focus on the local hero spotlight with Connie Adams from Yellowstone House Farm on the Westfield Southampton line and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And apart from living the rock and roll lifestyle with one Joan Holiday, you're a farmer and you're the only certified organic, CSA, and vegetable farm in all of Hamden County.
I know, isn't that wild?
Yeah, you would think there would be a lot more. That's where the population is in our area here.
And well, you have a lot of organic farms in Hampshire County.
Exactly. Franklin County.
Yes, but Hamden County, for some reason, possibly because there were a lot of conventional farms there. Mm-hmm. Earlier, and we were actually starting up fresh as a vegetable farm, so there was a good opportunity for us to start organic and stay organic.
Now, your husband is a third-generation farmer on this particular farm.
Correct.
So you've been farming with him for the 25 years you've been married?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Uh-huh. He was born on the farm, literally, but it was his grandparents who purchased the farm in the 20s, and they were dairy farmers. Mm-hmm. So at one time, there were 100 milkers on the farm, and that was when John was living there as a child.
And did you come from a farming background at all?
I'm from Glastonbury, Connecticut, which was, when I was growing up, very agricultural. Mm-hmm. We had a big vegetable farm. I think my father sort of had airs of being a farmer, but mm-hmm. wasn't really.
A gentleman farmer?
Yes, that would be generous. Yeah, but I grew up in an agricultural area, and I was a master gardener with a big interest in horticulture before we started the farm. So it wasn't completely foreign.
Did your husband want to take up the family mantle and continue the farm thing? Did he go Rumspringa and do something else for a little while?
He actually was educated off the farm. So that he went to, believe it or not, New York Military Academy, which is where our president attended school.
Yes. Unfortunately, your husband had a bone spur, so that's where his career ended. Oh, no, that was the president, right?
No bone spurs for John. But and then he went to Northeastern University and got a master's degree there. And then he had a business career for many years. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until his uncle was ailing and elderly that, you know, John had the opportunity to help him in the last few years. And he had discontinued the dairy in the mid-70s, so the farm had not really been worked for a long time, and we inherited it in the late 2010s.
So I'm always interested when people are coming back to the farm, and maybe it's their second career or third career, or returning to their childhood career. How is it different than you thought it might be? More work? Is it different kind of work? Is it more constant, less constant?
It's very pleasurable work. I think that is important because this is sort of our, quote, retirement gig. You know, one of the things I told John is that, you know, we can't let the farm overwhelm us. You know, whatever we do, it's got to be something that we enjoy doing. And we found that's very true. It's really wonderful getting up in the morning and walking outside into beautiful fields with flowers and birds and butterflies. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's 80 acres. We've got the river. We have protected turtles and freshwater shellfish and beavers. And I mean, it's a beautiful spot. The downside of farming is that it's just incessant.
Hard to take a day off.
You can't. It's very hard, which is one of the reasons why we're raising vegetables and we don't have any livestock, is because this way we do get something of a winter break. We get to take vacations and sort of have normal life.
So speaking of winter, when people are saying, oh, I'm starting to think of spring, this is the time to sign up for farm shares, for CSA shares, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually start signing people up just as the past seasons are ending. And we give, you know, priorities to our existing members because we only have, we can't accept more than 200 members. We do pickups on 4 days a week, and we really limit it to no more than 50 people per day because we're picking fresh every single day, and it's manageable. Part of our mission is not to get too big.
Connie Adams from Yellowstone House Farm on the Westfield Southampton line, the only organic CSA farm share and vegetable farm in all of Hamden County, growing things in the organic dirt. Now, before I let you go, dish some organic dirt about your old friend Joan Holiday. One choice story.
Well, you know, she was the reason that I got the apartment that I got. It was a wonderful old building. And the reason that she knew I would like it is because the super of the building had planted the entire courtyard with beautiful flowering trees and shrubs. And it was just a gorgeous old brick apartment building, one of those old-fashioned apartments you can't get anymore. And she and I were neighbors and used to hang out on the back porch and drink wine and listen to rock and roll. And we did the club scene a little bit in Hartford at the time. Uh-huh. And
Maybe I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Connie Adams from Yellowstone House Farm in the Westfield Southampton line, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.